It's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com and Big G TV.
Danny Brewer here. I'm back with you. I am extremely pleased to be joined now by Hannah Jones, head basketball coach of the Lady Redhawks at Sewers Creek. You know, Coach, I appreciate this because this is going to be my final interview until football season, and I get to do it with Hannah Jones. How exciting!
Wow. Well, you get a little break after this. I'm pumped for you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Saturday mornings. We'll have to find something else to do for a little bit. You know, we'll continue our gym work, maybe get in a little pool action, that kind of stuff, because that's kind of what we do. So, yeah. So, Coach Jones, I want to talk a little bit about the Stewart Creek Lady Redhawks and your run through the region tournament. You wound up being runners-up, and you're playing in the sub-state. So talk a little bit about the region tournament run and the growth of your team to get where you're at today. Still playing today. You play tonight.
We play tonight, and it's just we are so thankful to be where we are. I think this group is extremely deserving based on their commitment to each other, being coachable. They're just very enthusiastic and coachable. We may not on paper like have a 6'5" or a super like floor general. We're making work with what we've got, and I think that's by committee for us. And I'm just really, really thankful and excited for this opportunity. Region was tough. I think when Oakland upset Rockville, we haven't seen Rockville. That's probably the only team we haven't seen all year because of the ice. We never got a chance to reschedule that game in the regular season. And we got Oakland in that semifinal, and that was kind of the big game right there. Lose, you're done, or if you make it to the region championship, you live to see another day in sectional. So we were just, the girls really executed in that Oakland game, and I was really proud of them, defensively especially, locking in on that scout and executing and finishing and all the above.
Maybe one of your best games of the year when you think about the Oakland semifinal win?
Yes, I think so collectively. I'm pretty sure Amira, our junior point guard, had a double-double, like 18 points and something like 14 rebounds maybe. She was huge, and I think that just everybody buying in defensively, that was the big thing. Because Oakland, yeah, they're young, but they have talent, and they work really well together, and we just shut that down. So it definitely was one of our best games of the year, coming from the beginning when we started off Hall of Fame Independence to that game. And even, I mean, region championship, we saw Blackman for the fourth time. That was really tough. Blackman's just so tough defensively. We struggled to score, but it's just something for us to keep working on. And I think they love a challenge. So I'm excited about Paige because they're going to bring really tough defense as well.
Coach, when we talk about what goes on throughout the season and growth, because every coach wants to get better every week. I mean, that's your whole goal, is to be playing better at the end than you are at the beginning. So talk about the value that being where you're at today, you know, as far as seeing these girls and seeing them grow and seeing them bond and all that kind of thing. So talk a little bit about that maturation process that your team's gone through.
Well, I think I've said this before on here. These girls, I mean, Stewart's Creek, before I came in, this being my first year, last year, they had six seniors who were very, very talented. Most of them went and played somewhere. One went Division One, and so a lot of these girls this year, majority, we have five seniors, and we're starting one junior and one freshman. None of them saw a lot of varsity minutes last year. So just right there, you have so much room and so much potential to grow. It's just experience and understanding how to handle adversity. That takes time, and so it's really collected across the entire season. And we've played really tough teams. We've battled with a lot of local teams, but then we went to Gatlinburg, and I think just everything they've done, they've stayed true to each other, together, open-minded. They take criticism well, but then they also take the positive feedback as well. And so I think that they really have each other's backs, and that's just continuing to grow 1% better every day and setting us up in the best possible situation that we can be as who we are and maximize the potential that we've got.
So, Coach, when we talk about first year at Stewart's Creek, got to be awfully gratifying for you that you're able to take this team from point A to point B, and you're in the sub-state in your first year.
It's definitely exciting. And I don't think, I mean, really couldn't have done it without these girls buying in, listening. The parents have been amazing. My coaching staff has been amazing. And then the support at Stewart's Creek. I think you're really set up to do great things in an environment like that. So I'm just really thankful.
So let's talk a little bit about tonight's game. You go to Page. I don't know much about Page. I know they've got a really good record, and Williamson County basketball is traditionally strong. So tell me what you know about Page and what the game plan is going into tonight.
What we see from them, we have now, like we said, kind of the maturation of our process. We've seen all the defenses, you know, different types, like Cookeville in their 2-2-1, Blackman in their three-quarter court and their full-court pressure man. We've seen a lot. So coming into Page, we got to recognize some very similar things that we've come up against. So I don't like Paige wants to pressure you. They run deep. They have a deep bench. So they want to pressure you. And sometimes they're going to foul, and that's okay with them because they run deep. So they're going to try to wear you down. And I think that we just prepared these past 2 days to not be shocked by that, handle, play our game, and focus and take the opportunities that we can get. So that was a big part of it, handling that. That was kind of the main focus for us.
Which you've got a pretty decent post player. So do you want to slow the game down? Is that one of the things you want to do tonight, is try to slow the game down?
I would love to, but if we have to play sped up, we've done that before as well. We have our senior post, Gabby Kennard, number 15, and then we added a freshman post. She was coming off of injury. She's been there for a few games now. That's really kind of brought another presence along in the paint with Gabby. So I'm excited to hopefully, because Paige, it's not like a true post game. They're definitely much more guard oriented, but it's fast and they play fast and they play aggressive. So yeah, definitely more strength wise for us is if we can get some strength in the paint and kind of handle the flow of that.
So, Coach, one thing I want to talk about now is you're part of a coaching household. You know, your husband, yeah. Adam Jones, he's the leader of the Stewart's Creek boys basketball program. They had a good season, too, come up a little bit short. So, as far as, you know, because I had joked with him before the game that, hey, you know, wife's in the read. She's in the substate now. What about you? So does he, like, have to do the dishes or do the laundry or something like that since you made substate and he didn't?
Oh, yes, and he's been going around telling people, I've got a list of things I would love for him to take care of. We have a little thing on the fridge. There's some chores I would love for him to take care of while we're still in game mode for our girls. And, he's definitely excited, I think, for this springtime, a mental reset for him and getting into eat. But definitely, I got some ideas for him, would love for him to take care of, and I think he will.
So the honey-do list has grown since you're in substate and he's not. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, so talk a little bit about, real quickly, you folks both being at the same school and the excitement, because, I mean, on game nights, you're together. So that's kind of pretty cool. Since you're, because before you were at different schools, now you're at the same school.
It's been really, really a great thing, I think, for us and our family, and just the communication. I mean, we definitely, like, when we're at work, it's work, and we each have our own identity with our teams, and they're both very important. And then home is home, you know, and I think that what he's so wonderful, he's very good at that, at keeping the main thing, and prioritizing what's important and our values. And I think that they just, it's great to have our schedules line up, because I was an assistant at Lipscomb University for a while. So at the college level, that schedule is a whole lot different. And he had left college to assisting the men's team to go to high school level. So we've done the different schedules basketball season wise. And it's tough. It's definitely a grind. And I'm so thankful. I mean, he's just a great person, flexible, realistic, smart, but funny. And so I think that I'm bragging on my husband now. Look at that.
How about that? Yeah.
So he definitely, it's been a real blessing to be able to work in the same place. I think we just keep dancing around, like, getting in sync, even though we're both basketball coaches, because we've been at different places, different levels. So it's just, it's nice. It's very, very nice.
So I know that you were a pretty good basketball player in your own right. So if you folks were to have a free throw shooting contest, you versus Coach Adam Jones, who would win?
I really think he would. I do. Because he's what, 6 foot? then when he played, he was a shooter, and that's what he could do. So a little bit different in the women's game. I was like 5'10", 5'11". And so he definitely was always the better sharp shooter. So he, if we're going to throw anything, if we're going to play a ring toss or darts or something, his he is on target with that stuff. Well, he beat me every time. Give me a word game, and I'll beat him at that.
Okay, so mentally, it's you. Physically, maybe him, right?
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we certainly wish you the best of luck tonight. And I want to close my segment here with you saying, I appreciate what WGNS does for high school sports, and I value that I'm part of the same lineup as John Dinkins and Brian Barrett. Love you guys. Appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you, Coach.
Okay.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses,